51-year-old Mary Leggett was sentenced to life in prison 12 years ago after prosecutors say she gave birth to a baby girl at home, placed the child in a box, and then left her in a dumpster to die. Leggett asked the governor's pardon advisory board to commute her sentence based largely on new psychological evidence on postpartum depression. Leggett says her child was the product of a rape, which left her in a mental state where she didn't even realize she was pregnant. Board member Michael Liu with the State Department of Corrections said today that Leggett's argument was ultimately just not strong enough to second-guess a jury's decision.
There's some evidence that clearly that the applicant was disturbed by the series of events. Whether she was disturbed enough to have committed a murder without recognizing what she was doing, I'm not in a position, I don't feel, to say.
Board member and Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy said this case had to be looked at critically because it was so serious.
If we were to look at a 10-year-old girl or a 20-year-old girl going through that kind of a death, I don't think any of us would consider a commutation or a pardon. Maybe we think it's less egregious because it was a baby, and I would submit to the board that it's not. I mean, that was a heinous and horrible death.
Member Daniel O'Brien with the Attorney General's office told the board he still wasn't convinced Leggett felt serious remorse for her actions.
Mary still does not accept responsibility for this. She says she does, but she really doesn't. And this is a heinous crime. It's murder. It's murder in the first degree. That's what the jury said. And after reviewing the transcript, that is what it is.
The board commended Leggett for her behavior while in prison, and one member said Leggett had a lot to offer to society and her family. But most said it should be up to a parole board to decide whether her sentence is shortened. She's up for parole next year. Governor Jim Doyle has the ultimate say on whether to go along with his board or grant Leggett a pardon. The governor's office says he'll review the recommendation, but gave no set time frame on when Doyle would decide. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.